Champagne on Grind Hard Radio. Join me with my castmates, Veronica Escobar Winters, Dave Seidel, and Don Warner on Monday nights from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time at 323-693-3043. That's 323-693-3043 right here on Grindhard Radio. This show is all about spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being. We share stories from our lives and our personal journeys to divine health and wellness. We are not afraid to discuss difficult topics from a dynamic perspective and support you on your journey. No one is alone or forgotten. You are a child of light, and your destiny is great. Tune in to Season 2 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Monday nights from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time at 323-693-3043 right here on Grindhard Radio. Good evening, everyone. That was The Walls Group with Count On You. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 22 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to my phenomenal music producers, The Quakes, for helping me to create and produce our theme song and for singing background vocals. You'll be hearing more of my work with them throughout this year and many years to come. This 16-episode, 90-minute-long show will focus on spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being and is the most transparent, vulnerable, and empowering project I have taken on so far. I'll be sharing testimonies and stories from my life, what I believe and why I believe this way, and sharing my personal journey to divine health and wellness. We'll be discussing topics like food, relationships, fitness, prayer, meditation, self-love, grace, faith, overcoming fear, anxieties, depression, panic, and so much more. We'll be speaking life into you and your dreams, encouraging your heart, and praying for your every need. I'll be featuring my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors throughout the season. Every episode will be available on iTunes. Search Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne. You can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. I am so glad to be here with you this evening, morning, or afternoon, depending on where you're tuning in from around the globe. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted a direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. If this is your first time listening, I am a professional treasure finder. I find the golden treasure that is already in every person, and I point it out. I do this however I feel led to in my heart, through my voice, music, creativity, resources, time, philanthropy, ideas, however I want to and feel led to. I'm a receiver and giver of grace. I'm very thankful to be living and pursuing my dreams every single day while helping others to live and pursue theirs and being able to reach people all around the world. The title of tonight's Season 2, Episode 22 is Processing Through Emotions. Contrary to popular belief, emotional health has nothing to do with hiding your emotions or pretending to have it all together. We'll be discussing how our emotions can work for us, how to allow God to frame the way we see things, and the importance of feelings. We'll have a new Mythbusters segment. Veronica and I will have two new Woman to Woman segments, and Don Warner is bringing a new Family Talk segment. I'll be sharing more words of life, and we'll be taking another celebration break. At the end of every episode, I'll be taking your prayer requests and praying for any additional needs I feel on my heart for you. Throughout every episode this season, I'm going to be giving away at least two copies of my castmate Dave Seidel's new book, 18 Mile. He is one of my favorite authors and communicators, and I know this book about his life and journey to spiritual freedom will really encourage and empower you. I'll also be giving away a couple of the surprise goodies throughout the show. Stay tuned in tonight and follow my Facebook and Twitter pages to see when and how you can win. I'll be giving away fun prizes and gifts all season long. I'm always booking new shows and performances. I have lots of fun stuff coming up. I'm going to be leading worship at the Parkview Church in Port Hueneme for their Christmas service and also for another service. And I have so many fun stuff coming up. I'm going to be at Cal Lutheran University this upcoming week. I'm going to be speaking to the radio communications class and just a lot of fun stuff. And so if you want to book me or any of my artists and my Power of a Dream tour or bring us to your city or event, you can email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. We love traveling, and you can check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full schedule and what I have going on. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going back into the recording studio soon, and I'm working on some very special projects. To find out more about my musical journey and artistic journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. That's GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. I'm live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Spirit and Soul Sade Champagne, or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who you tweet me, you Facebook me, you Instagram me, you YouTube me, you email me. We just celebrated Thanksgiving here in America, and I am always thankful unto every single one of you. You make my life so much better, and I'm so grateful for who you are and for your support for me. If you've been following my social media at all, then you're already familiar with this next segment. It started as a video series, and now I'm incorporating it into this radio show, Woman to Woman. This was created to help encourage, empower, and inspire me and other women and young girls. I wanted my best friend, Veronica Esquivel Winters, who is a certified holistic life coach, clinical aromatherapist, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker, to lead this segment with me. To watch this video series, go to my official YouTube channel, Sade Champagne, and search Woman to Woman Diaries playlist. Hi, everyone. It's Sade Champagne.
I'm Veronica Esquivel Winters.
And welcome to another Woman to Woman segment here on Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. Today, we're going to be talking about when you feel triggered. When you feel triggered. I think it's super important to be able to talk about this topic because in our society, a lot of people do not know how to deal with their emotions and how to process through hard things, especially hard feelings. And so I want to start with sharing with you guys my story to emotional freedom. Growing up, I used to internalize a lot of my emotions. I didn't feel very safe in order to be able to express myself and be who I was, and I didn't know how to express my emotions and what I was going through, and it wasn't displayed around me. And so I internalized and stuffed my emotions for many, many years. And by the time I was almost about a senior in high school, me stuffing and internalizing began to make me sick spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally. I even noticed that I was gaining a large amount of weight, and I was someone who already worked out a lot. I was someone who I thought ate healthy, which honestly, I didn't always eat very healthy because I was either restricting or I was fasting or I was binge eating. And so just all those things combined together really just began to manifest in my physical body. And over the years, as I've been walking in grace and as I've been letting go of religion and the rules-based and fear-based systems in this world, I have found God bringing a lot of healing to my emotional health and therefore affecting my mental health and my physical health and, of course, my spiritual health. When it comes to emotions, it's very important for you to understand that what you feel and who you are not the same thing. If what God says about you doesn't always line up with how you feel, it's important to know that what God says about you is the final say-so. There's one of my favorite verses that talks about that if our heart condemns us, that God is greater than our heart and God knows all things. If our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. That means that if your heart is saying something to you or your mind is saying something to you that is not what God says, and you're like, well, Sade, how do I know what God says? How does it make you feel? Does it make you feel encouraged? Does it make you feel powerful? Does it make you feel hopeful? Does it make you have peace? Does it make you have God's very quality of life? If the answer is no, then it is not of God. But that doesn't mean that we can change how we feel. So if you're feeling challenging emotions, especially if it's because there's situations that are coming up that are triggering or bringing to light emotions and things that you've been through or traumas you've been through in your life, it's important to know that what you feel doesn't determine who you are. I've been learning that I can feel the pain, but that doesn't mean that I'm defined by it. For example, if I'm sad today, that doesn't mean that I'm now a sad person. If I'm feeling hopelessness that is coming over me in a situation, that doesn't mean that I am hopeless. I am who God says that I am. I can feel the pain. I can feel what I'm going through. Jesus was not a robot. Jesus felt pain. It talks about in a verse, and I don't know all the references, which is fine because that's not the point of what I'm doing here in the show. You can always Google to find the references of which verses that I'm talking about. But there's a verse that talks about how Jesus, like, he felt so much pressure of what the world was dealing with and the pain of others that he sweat blood.
Jesus himself, like, sweat blood. It's like, oh my goodness, if he's able to experience that and feel that, Jesus is not a robot, and therefore God has not called us to be a robot. Being emotionally healthy doesn't mean that you say, I feel nothing, this doesn't bother me, this is okay, I'm always happy. Just because I'm a positive and encouraging and uplifting person doesn't mean that I don't feel pain. It doesn't mean that I don't have challenging days or that I don't get sad. I cry all the time. I get frustrated all the time. I feel anger all the time. But I am not defined by those things. I am who God says I am. You are who God says that you are. When you feel triggered, take what you're feeling to God. Take it to God. Tell God how you feel. I encourage you, I dare you to give it a shot and tell God how you feel and express what you're going through without any shame or embarrassment or feeling like you have to clean up your words or what you're going through. Speak exactly the way you would speak to your best friend or the way you would speak to yourself and just get it out. And I can guarantee you that God will not judge you, that God will not pull himself or herself away from you, but that God will love you and God will reveal to you the truth in that situation and show you that you are not alone, and that just because you're feeling triggered, that the time will come, but happens over time, that those triggers will not be as strong and as loud as they used to be, and you will be able to live your life in joy regardless. I'm going to pass it along to Veronica to finish up this segment.
Thank you, Sade. Yeah, this is a pretty intense and close to my heart subject. How do you deal with your emotions or my emotions when they're triggered? This last year has been, 2016 was one of my by far most challenging years, emotionally especially. There's a lot of emotions that I am working through every single day. Every single day, an emotion comes up that has to do or has been connected to the different situations that I've been through in 2016. And it is really easy to start getting sucked into those emotions and try to allow those emotions to start defining who I am, mm-hmm. and get into kind of a rut where it's like paralyzing and you don't even know if you have the strength to keep moving forward. Mm. But, it's been amazing. I've been able to work through my emotions. I have my support team or, my friends that I can mm-hmm. call, I can text, and I know that when those emotions are being triggered, I'm able to text them, call them, meet up with them, and I know that they're going to remind me, that I can work through those emotions. It's good to process those emotions, but those emotions do not define who I am, my circumstances, why I went through those things I went through that year. It's just so healthy and so freeing, and I, like Sade said, I have been crying a lot mm-hmm. in 2016 and even in 2017, mm-hmm. And I do feel that when I cry, it does release a lot of different emotions and hurt and mm-hmm. anger and pain and all these different things that go on within myself, and it does bring me great freedom to know that, again, those emotions, how I'm feeling at that moment does not mean that that's where I'm going to stay. It doesn't mean that that's where I'm supposed to be. And it doesn't mean that, there's not more for me than that, because there is. So I know as I'm working through those emotions that, again, that is not the final say-so. That's not who I am. There's more life coming from that place, more healing and it more strength, mm-hmm. and to me, I'm actually thankful for those times because that makes me stronger. It makes me feel like, I can work through anything that life brings at us, because life does bring us a lot of great times and also challenging times, and the fact that we know that doesn't, determine who we are or where, did we do something wrong in our life to have those things happen to us? Absolutely not. We didn't, and we do get to work through those emotions and those times and know that there is victory, that there is more to it, to our life than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we want to thank you all so much for joining us on this Woman to Woman segment. I'm Sade Champagne.
and Veronica Esfel Winters.
And we will see you next time.
Bye.
Hi, everyone. It's Sade Champagne here.
I'm Veronica Esquivel Winters.
And welcome to a new Woman to Woman segment. Today we're going to be talking about You Are More. You Are More. And the subtitle for this segment would be You Are More Than Where You've Been, What You've Done, What Has Happened to You, or How People Have Treated You. I'm going to lead us into this segment and then I'll pass it over to Veronica to finish us up. You are more than where you have been. A lot of times we find our identity in the things that have happened to us in this world and in the places where we have been. In my life here on earth, I have not had the easiest or best beginning. I had a lot of challenges growing up and a lot of trauma and things that were very difficult to deal with. And I began to find my identity and my value in those things. When you don't have the right mentorship around you, when you don't have the right support system for people to speak truth into you, who know the truth, who are living in the truth, we begin to just take on the identity of what we've been through. And it brings us a lot of pain in our hearts. It brings us a lot of depression, a lot of sadness, just a lot of negative emotions. But I want to encourage somebody today, ladies, that you are more than where you have been. When God looks at you, God doesn't look at you and see the challenges and the things of your life. God doesn't look at you and see all the situations that you have been through. But God looks at you and he sees you through the eyes of Jesus. God looks at you and sees you through your original design, who you've always been created to be. God's opinion does not change of you because of what you have experienced in your life. God has always been there with you. God has been in the miry clay, in your challenges, in your struggles, in your circumstances with you. You may say, well, Sade, where? Well, even right now, as we're speaking, I pray that even if you close your eyes and allow yourself to just listen into what I'm saying, that God will show you where he has been in your life, where God has been, whether it be as a mother figure, a father figure, brother, sister, friend, you feeling the very tangible presence, whatever it may be, through nature, through animals, whatever it may be, that God is showing you where he has been in your life. You are more than what people have said. Oh, this right here. If I would have known that. You find your identity in the negative words that people say about you, and sometimes in the positive words. You know, and even though, you know, thankfully if the words are positive and they line up with what God has said about you, which God only says positive things about us, then that is who we are. But you still don't want to live for the praises of other people. When we find our identity in the negative things that have happened to us and what people say about us, we now begin to see ourselves through that way. We can't even say, oh, I'm beautiful, because you just see that so-and-so has always said that I'm ugly. So, you know, people have always said that I'm too dark. They always say that I'm too loud. They always say that my voice is funny. They always say that my height looks like this. They always say they can't, you know, they don't like this and they don't like that. And we now begin to form who we are by what people have said to us. You are not what people say. You are who God says that you are. Well, Sade, who am I? You are loved. You are cared for. You are valuable. You are precious. You are worthy. You are deserving. You are beautiful. You are gorgeous. You are stunning. You are brilliant. You are kind. You are compassionate. You are an overcomer. You are a victor. The list goes on and on and on. You are who God says that you are. You are more than this very moment. You are more than this very moment. If you've been struggling today, if you've been going through a challenging time today, if you've been feeling triggered today, you are more than this moment. That's one of the greatest truths I wish I'd known when I was growing up and that I now share with every kid that I get to mentor, every young woman, every person I get to mentor or talk to. There is life beyond this moment. We can oftentimes feel overwhelmed and overcome by the situation that we're experiencing today, but you are more than this moment. You are more than this moment, and you're going to look back and be so thankful that you didn't quit, that you didn't check out. God is going to show you how he has always been there and show up for you and show you just how cared for you are, how valuable you are. God has great plans and a wonderful life for you. Hang in there. I'm going to pass it along to Veronica.
Thank you so much, Sade. That was so good. Oh, I'm going to catch my breath after that real quick. and even I can totally relate to this as well because, you know, even recently there's been stuff in my life that I've been going through and certain circumstances that have taken place in my life. And I get to be reminded every day that those circumstances do not define me. It doesn't mean that my life isn't going to continue. It doesn't mean that bad things are going to continue to happen to me. Those things do not define who I am or where I'm going, even where I'm at today, because nothing can ever hold us down. We might think that, you know, certain circumstances at the moment that they're happening to us, that it's the end of the world, it's going to hold us down and we're never going to be able to get past this. But that's not true. You are more than those circumstances. Mm-hmm. You are more than those lies that mm-hmm. are telling you that you're not worthy, that you're not good enough, that you're too far gone, that it's too late for you. None of those things are true. They're not true. You are more than that. You were destined for greatness. You are destined for great things. You know, just recently, I'm going to share a little bit real quick about this, is, you know, my house caught on fire. My husband and I were away at doing one of the businesses that I have. I had a juicing business, you know, and we were working at a farmer's market all the way in L.A. And out from where I live, L.A. is an hour and a half easily with traffic away. And we got one of the worst phone calls in our life saying that our house is on fire. And to top it off, my three little dogs were inside the house. And I called, you know, the girl that would go and walk them for me and while we were gone, and hoping that maybe she still had my dogs. And she told me that she had just dropped off my dogs 45 minutes before my house had caught on fire. And so, you know, we lost. "Quote unquote everything. We lost everything. There was nothing left of the house. My car caught on fire. Literally everything, and especially my dogs did not make it. I lost my three dogs. Those were like my babies, you know. Mm-hmm. That was one of the worst experiences that I've ever been through in my life thus far, you know. And at the time when it happened, I felt like my whole world had ended. My mm-hmm. whole world had ended. I remember turning to my husband after we got the phone call on the way over to, you know, our house, that they found our dogs and that none of them had made it. I remember looking at my husband saying, "We don't have anything. Let's just go. Let's just get on a plane." Mind you, at the moment, I don't fly. And I told him, I was like, "Let's just get on a plane and let's go." You know, mm-hmm. that's how devastated I was. Mm-hmm. I was like, I didn't want to even go back because mm-hmm. there was nothing there, you know. Mm-hmm. But I want to tell you, you know, that, you know, every day, it is something that I work through, you know, but I am overcoming that. That me losing everything, me and my husband losing everything, was not the end for us. You know, now I have a beautiful son who is one of the greatest gifts that I've ever received in my life. Mm-hmm. Out of that great loss, I was given the best gift of my life amongst everybody who gathered around us mm-hmm. and were supporting and loving us. And even till this day, you know, just rallied around us and showed us that we didn't lose everything. We didn't. We had friends and family. And like I said, now I have my son, you know. So no matter what, with that being said, no matter what has happened to you in your life, no matter even what you're going through now, it's not bigger than your destiny, that who you were created to be. And there is so much more for you. There's mm-hmm. so much more. You're going to get through this. Mm-hmm. You will. I promise you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for sharing, Veronica. And as I shared with her, as we're finishing up this segment, you know, I was with her when she, you know, went through this situation, and I'm so proud of her, because who Veronica was in the past, she would have just been on the floor and out. But even though she was devastated, and even though she was sad, and she was feeling all those emotions she shared with you all today, she still had a fire in her eyes that would not quit, and she still had hope in her heart and her spirit. And I'm just so proud of her, and I'm thankful for her sharing this testimony and this story, and I know that it's going to encourage you all and anyone else who can relate to this. And so we're so thankful to be able to share our heart with you all, and we look forward to being with you on our next Woman to Woman segment. I'm Sade Champagne.
I'm Veronica Esquivel Winters.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
I want to end these woman-to-woman segments with Anthony Evans' song, "Back to Life."
This is one of my most favorite songs. I meditate to it every single day during my yoga sessions, and I think it's phenomenal because when you really listen into the lyrics, it talks about how we're able to breathe out depression and discouragement, anxiety, fears, all the things that have been holding us back, and we breathe in the life that God has always destined for us. And it talks about how God just heals us with love and grace and everlasting kindness and so much more. And so I know that you all are going to enjoy this song, really listening to the lyrics and allow the Holy Spirit, allow God's presence, allow God's grace to just wrap you in love and to just heal you and to just really change your atmosphere right now. Keep listening to Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. This is episode 22, season 2.
I breathe out confusion. I breathe in your truth. I breathe out all my fear. I breathe in your peace.
Our next segment of the night is Family Talk with Don Warner. Join web pastor, mentor, and speaker Don Warner of Dynamic Love Web Church as she encourages you in the truth, revealing God in the context of family dynamics and experiencing the family relationship of the Trinity by knowing them as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Hashtag Family Talk to ask her your questions and join in the conversation.
Hey, everyone. I'm excited to come to you with this 10-minute segment on Family Talk this week. This is something that's really dear to my heart. What we've been talking about is processing through emotions. And as always, I just want to thank Sade for having me. I'm so excited about this show and how it's just reaching people and being able to encourage you all in God's love and truth. So what God had really put on my heart, and he really had to walk me through and show me, is when we're processing through emotions, is that I can't fix my feelings. I can't make myself be happier. I can't willpower my way to love and joy and peace, because that's a fruit of the Spirit that God wants to produce in me effortlessly. He wants to show me the truth about who I am and who he is. And he wants to persuade my heart all by his grace, his divine influence upon my heart, that produces love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, patience. That's all a fruit of God's life in me. And there's nothing I can do to produce that in my own strength. And there's nothing that I can do to willpower the fruit of the Spirit, because it's all God. And that is always my heart and my passion, is that that's why we call this segment Family Talk, because the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are a beautiful family, and they love us all so much that they made us and wanted to share in their very quality of life, which is all the fruit of the Spirit. It's love and goodness and kindness and temperance, and it's mercy and generosity, but we can only get that through God producing it in us. And it's of no part of ourselves. And that's when Jesus said, I've come for you to have life and have it more abundantly. Right there in the Greek, it means my very life, my Zoe quality of life in the Greek. And so really what God has shown me is that I can't do it. So I just want to encourage you, if you've been feeling down, if you've been feeling discouraged, if you've been feeling lonely, if you've been feeling depressed, that it's all God. But what we have to do, and this is really hard, this was really hard for me, because we've all found ways, coping mechanisms, we've all found ways to protect our hearts, or seemingly think that we're protecting our hearts, and we found ways to medicate our emotions, to push our emotions down, and it's called denial. And we don't mean to have these self-protection, self-coping mechanisms, but it comes from how we grew up, it comes from our background, it's some learned things maybe in our families. But growing up, we never acknowledged our feelings. We never said, I could never freely come to my parents and say, I'm sad, or I feel bad today, because their point of view was, you know what, I'll give you something to feel bad about. You think you're sad? Come on, you should be grateful for what you have. And so I never had the chance to acknowledge any of my feelings, negative emotions. And so I pushed them down. And it's really subconsciously that you learn to push down those feelings and push down those feelings. And so some things that happened to me was in 1994, I had a car accident where I lost my leg. And then in 1996, my dad committed suicide. And guess what? None of those really traumatic feelings that caused a lot of grief and fear and anxiety, everything that you go through when you lose someone and when you even lose a leg, none of them were acknowledged. So it hit me about 6 years later, and I went through a terrible depression. And so really, God just swooped in and saved me so, so good. And one thing that he's done is he's earned my trust to share my negative emotions with him. God is a good, good father that earns our trust for us to be able to share our hearts with him. But when we come to him, we can't even share our hurts with him on our own. So instead of shoving them down or medicating them with food or alcohol or drugs, because that's what I did growing up, I learned that alcohol could medicate my negative emotions. I learned it could, you know, push them down and I could feel better. I learned that food helped me to feel better. Even like losing yourself in people or anything can become something like a self-soothing thing. But again, you can't even stop those coping mechanisms in your own strength. Only God can earn our trust to really be healed of those underlining issues that are in our hearts that we're self-soothing for. So it's not even something we want to be doing. You can even say that, hey, I'm eating now because I'm stuffing some emotions, but I can't even stop it in my own strength. It takes God to do that, to earn my trust and to bring it to Him. And He wants to heal the He wants to heal the root of what's causing us pain. So what I've learned is that God has so kindly and sweetly and gently earned my trust to be able to open my heart and to share my hurts with Him. But we've got to bring it to Him. It's a form of casting your cares. He says, come boldly to the throne of grace, and that we can come and we can speak freely in all frankness in our vocabulary and our speech. And He wants us to come with an unconcealed heart and to share our hurts with Him. But what I have found is that when we share our hurts, we have to feel the pain. And so when we process through emotions, there's no way to get from feeling negative, feeling down, depressed, hurt, rejected, anxious, fearful. There's no way to just gloss over it. We have to feel it. And God wants to earn our trust to feel it with Him, and so that He can now come in there. And when you share it, when you feel, like say you're lonely, when you feel the loneliness and I pour my heart out to Jesus about it, what it does is it opens up my heart for Him to come in and comfort me and share the truth with me. And I always say, He gave me this analogy. It's like going to the doctor. You know, if you have a hurt foot and you go to the doctor, you don't just sit there and say, okay, I'm fine, doctor, I'm fine. What do? You point to where it hurts. You point to the pain and you say, help me. Here's where the problem is. I need help. I need healing. And then the doctor will prescribe something or do a procedure or send you for physical therapy or give you some medication to help your hurts. And that's what God wants to do. But we have to bring our hearts to Him and bring our negative emotions, bring our confusion, bring whatever you're feeling and however you're feeling to Him. But when we do that, we have to acknowledge the pain and we have to feel the pain. And quite frankly, who wants to feel bad? No one wants to feel bad, but I have found that that's the only process that ever brings true healing to me. And when I open my heart up to God and I feel the pain, I feel maybe what the lies are speaking to my heart, if I'm feeling lonely or alone or down, Jesus will walk me through it and say, okay, what is this saying to you? And literally, He walks me through it, and then the Holy Spirit brings me truth and shows me truth that produces love and joy and contentment and heals my heart. Maybe there's an underlining lie that I've been believing, and then God wants to expose the truth there that will take away that hurt and pain and will stop any kind of self-soothing that I'm doing. So when we process emotions, it's really good to just come it and bring it to Jesus. And if you have trusted friends, to share your hurts, to share your pains with them. And in the end, though, the only one that can really bring true healing is God. But God can work through a friend to give you a word, to bring you some truth. Sometimes we're not seeing things clearly, and I'll pour my heart out to Jesus, and I'll feel that He encourages me to go speak to someone that I trust about it, because they can give me perspective, and because the God in them can call out the truth to me, and then I can go and sit with Jesus and have Him make it real for my heart. So I have to say that the only thing that's ever healed my heart is sitting with the Lord. And if I need to just lay in bed and cry to Him, I cry to Him. If I need to just pour out how angry I am at Him, I let Him have it. I always say, you know, we are the bride of Christ. And I always say I'm a temperamental, demanding wife, because I know the life He came for me to have. But He earns my trust to share my life with Him, and then He shares His very quality of life with me. And that's the beautiful intimacy of the family dynamic that we're created for. The Father, our good daddy, Jesus, our husband, our friend, the Holy Spirit is that motherly, comforting aspect that heals us and just pours the truth into our hearts and persuades us in this supernatural, amazing, abundant life that we're designed for. But we're not on a glory cloud every day. Even Jesus had negative emotions. Even Jesus cried. Jesus was in this body, this human body, and felt everything we felt, and He fellowshiped with the Father to have the truth be born in Him also. And so I just want to encourage you that it's okay to feel the pain. I know I always resisted the pain because it felt like if I feel all this negative emotions, it literally felt like I'm going to die. I'm going to die if I feel all this pain. And that's why I shoved it down. And I just want to encourage you that it's even a process. It's God earning your trust to feel all the negative emotions and then open your heart to Him and then to have Him heal you in His beautiful love and grace and goodness and kindness. So know, if you take away anything from this, that you can't fix it, that you can bring it to your good Father, your good God, Jesus, and have Him heal you in every way. And I always say He heals my heart and He heals me in ways and places I didn't know were hurt. So I want to encourage you to reach out to someone today. You can find me on Facebook at Dawn M. Warner, and you can email me at dawnwarner19@gmail.com, and I would love to encourage you. So know that you're loved and you're prayed for. Thank you so much.
Our next segment of the night is called Mythbusters. This is where we begin to explore and break down long-held beliefs that I believe actually make it hard for us to experience the love of God that was given as a free gift when He created us and through Jesus. Not only can believing lies about God affect our relationship and belief in Him, believing lies can affect how we feel about ourselves and others. We were created to live in freedom, love, grace, hope, courage, boldness, confidence, determination, compassion, clarity, and peace. Myths and lies mess with the flow of our original design. Disclaimer, and this applies to every single episode of Spirit and Soul. I am not trying to convince anybody of anything. I'm simply enjoying my life with God and sharing all that I receive with others. And if this is not for you, that's okay. I won't be offended. I will continue to be myself and encourage you anyway. I accept you and love you as you are. On this Mythbusters, I want to share this clip by my favorite speaker, one of my inspirations, and one of my mentors, Bertie Britz. I listen to his messages over and over and over, and they never get old, and they have brought great healing, hope, and encouragement to my life and being. I wanted to share this clip from Bertie that I titled, How God Sees Your Struggles.
I would like to encourage those people that are going through a very difficult time and you find certain things in your life that condemns you, things that you've struggled with for many years and it feels like an enemy and it is as if it's getting victory in your life, as if you're never getting rid of it. You might walk in bitterness towards somebody, unforgiveness towards somebody and struggling with certain things in your life. And now that thing is actually becoming a wall between you and God. As if you don't have confidence anymore, as if you feel, God, you know, I should have been over this by now, but I am not. I would like to encourage you and just bring you a word that can help you to continue to walk with God and to see what God sees about that and also to have a confident expectation of victory in that area of your life. The first thing that I want to say to you is the moment you do something wrong and you do it many times, it will definitely have a strong voice in your life. That is normal. It is the way we as humans are put together. We look at certain facts and we look at certain things in our lives and then we come to conclusions. It's as if the human mind and the heart comes to a bottom line conclusion just based on what is happening around us. And since it's something that is in our life and something that we see all the time, it's got such a strong voice to us, especially if it is something that involves other people. In other words, you sit with unforgiveness or you've gone through a divorce or you've gone through something very difficult and you are faced with what has happened in the past all the time and now it shapes and forms your life. And you just continue to lose your temper, continue to hate, continue to have bitterness and so forth. And we can put any example in there. We can use any form of substance abuse. We can use anything in there that is a pattern in your life. And that will have, I mean, that system which continues and that is just coming on for years will have a strong voice in your life. And you will feel that this is stronger than me. Now, I want to just bring God's perspective about this. As we do something or sin, if you want to call it like that, or let's use other word because, you know, the word sin many times is not understood correctly and there's a lot of debate about the word sin. But as we walk in the flesh and we see it continually, our hearts will see ourselves united with that thing and as part of us. But that's not how God sees it. The way God sees you, He sees that you are united with Him in Christ. He doesn't see you united with sin. He sees you as one with Him. And since you are one with Him, and this thing is in your life, it is a common enemy. It's your enemy as well as the enemy of God. And the Scripture says clearly in 1 Corinthians 15 that there are enemies of God. And the last enemy to be conquered is physical death. Anything that would lead unto death, He would also conquer, which is the fruit of the flesh. He would conquer that, and He brings victory over that. Why? Since He has taken away the keys of the grave. He has conquered sin and conquered death, and the sin and death that He's conquered is our sin and death. And now He is busy implementing that victory that He gained in His resurrection, and He's implementing it in the earth. And He, by the Holy Spirit, is establishing His kingdom in this earth, and He is getting all these enemies out of the earth, of which this habitual thing that you're busy with is one of them. Now, it might be, there can be many reasons why this is a habit in your life, and why this is something that continually occurs in your life, and why it's part of your life. And the reason why it happens is not always the thing you even need to know. One thing you need to know is the solution. The solution would simply be to see what God sees. And what the Holy Spirit would be doing is He would continually remind you of what you have freely received in Christ. Like this message, for instance. This message, for many people, would be a voice of the Holy Spirit in your life, where He reminds you that you are not one with your sin, but that you are one with God. And in hearing that word, as you hear it and it settles in your heart, you find that from that truth, freedom comes. To many people that hear this, it would be the end of the cycle of the fruit of the flesh in your life, because this might just have been the thing that you need to hear today in order to be completely free. To other people, they will have to hear this and something else and something else, and then as this comes together in your heart, you will see the victory that God has promised in your life. So I want to say this to you, and I want to conclude in this way. Never see yourself as one with sin and death. You are one with God. God sees you as one with Him, and He sees sin and death as something that wants to harm you. So you're not standing on sin's side with sin in your life, united with sin, and now you're looking at God. You're standing on God's side, and something is trying to attack you. And God, by the Holy Spirit, through persuading your heart and the work of the resurrection, through Christ ruling in the earth, makes an end to that. What you can have is a constant expectation. Just go again and say and pray to God. Make this known to God. Declare to God how this is not what you want, and that you are available for Him to manifest a changed life in you. Maybe you sit there and you've gone through a very difficult time, and you don't know how to end this hatred or this bitterness or whatever it could be. As you can see, the Holy Spirit is working in your heart and showing you a new life. He's not saying to you that you must do that new life. He says, know this, that when Christ died, He died our death, and He died away the old man with its fruit. And as we walk in the revelation of that, the Holy Spirit manifests the new. Just be reminded of that again. What I do when something goes wrong in my life, when I get frustrated or irritated or whatever it is, I simply go and I say, Lord, victory over this is what You have promised me. And I want to just say, I'm fully available for that, and You can bring it forth. I see myself as one with You. I don't see myself as one with this thing that has happened, or this hurt, or this pain, or whatever it can be. I just see myself as one with You. And from there, Lord, You by the Holy Spirit can manifest and bring this forth. And I have seen victory upon victory in my life of things that is not one with me, that is a lie that the things of this world wants to bring on us. We need to remember that if we have something that is habitual in our life, that it is it will have a strong voice. Know that. It will have a strong voice. Why? Because you see it every day. The fact that it comes again and again and again is a voice, and it will be a strong voice, and it will be a very negative thing that comes your way. So you can know this, that the Bible does not say there is no emotion of guilt for those who are in Christ Jesus. No, there is. You will feel that what I would call the spiritual nerve system say, that's not right. That's not the way it's supposed to be. That's not God's quality of life. You will feel that. And then you will feel the cognitive mind wanting to jump to conclusions. That is normal. But you will also feel the voice of the Holy Spirit in your heart saying, you are one with me. And I want you to know that death and sin is the enemy of God. You are not the enemy of God. God doesn't see you as one with sin and death. He sees you as one with Him. And know that He is establishing His kingdom in the earth through the Holy Spirit. So again, you can stand up and you can look at the situation that you are in. See yourself separate from what is happening, one with God. Envision that, see that, and allow the Holy Spirit to just bring that truth to continue to revolve in your mind. And as that happens, you will find the Holy Spirit bringing forth what needs to manifest in your life by the power of the resurrection. God bless you.
Our next segment of the night is Words of Life. This is where I speak words of affirmation over you, your dreams, your loved ones, and your life. We will be featuring this segment with new words of affirmation every single episode because with all the cynicism and pessimism that tries to drown us, we can afford to hear the truth as often as possible. I believe in the power of words because I have seen negativity, criticism, and discouragement tear people down. I have seen encouragement lift people's spirits and alter the very course of their destinies. What we hear and listen to are what will be birthed in our hearts, and it will definitely affect what we believe, think, and feel. Play this as many times as you need to and allow yourself to just soak in not only this segment, but the entire episode. You are the best investment you will ever make.
I am an authentic expression of God. I was created out of the overflow of love for love. Every moment of every day, God is healing me, restoring me, and rejuvenating me. I cannot be held down by my past. I am not hindered in my future. I am not stuck in the present. I live from the overflow of God. My body is a temple of God's presence. Even on my worst day, I am still a masterpiece. I walk in reconciliation. I walk in eternal forgiveness. I do not live based upon how people treat me. I live based upon how God treats me. I am full of peace. I am full of hope. I am full of courage. I sleep well at night, rested and rejuvenated for each new day. I wake up full of hope, with gladness in my soul and restoration in my heart. My mind is able to focus. My brain is able to function as it is supposed to. I see God as He really is. In return, I see myself as I really am, and I see others as they inherently are. I am brilliant. I am creative. I am strong. Every day I soar like the eagle I am. I am an atmosphere changer. I encourage those around me. People leave my presence feeling uplifted and empowered. I am a fountain and not a drain. I live from the overflow zone. I am full to overflowing. I am never empty. I walk in the Spirit of Jesus. Jesus is with me and for me. There is not a place in my life that is not illuminated by the love, hope, encouragement, peace, and power of God. I do not have to fit in a box or be whom anyone else wants me to be. I can be exactly whom God has created me to be. Every day, I am able to focus and keep moving forward. I run my own race. I don't compare myself and my life to others. I walk in exactly who God has created me to be. And even when I fall short, I give myself grace
and mercy, because I know that God is not holding a progress report over my head, commanding that I get it together. God is for me. God is with me. God is in me. God understands me. I am loved, valued, and treasured.
Now it's time for my favorite part of the show. This is where I take time to pray for you and your family. As you all know, I do this every week. I believe in the power of prayer. God hears even the prayers and things we don't say. I want to stand with you and your loved ones for every need and care in your heart. If it matters to you, then it matters to me, and it matters to God. God is constantly at work, bringing everything together, healing you, and restoring your life so that you will transcend every and any kind of struggle you could ever face in this world. So actually, as the show was going on, I was just praying for someone via Facebook who had reached out to me, and I'm going to leave that one as anonymous, which whenever you send me prayer requests, you can know that if you want to keep it anonymous, I will be sure to do that as well. And if you want me to say your name, then of course, I will do that too. If you're listening to the show right now, you can feel free to call 323-693-3043, and we can talk live on air, and I can encourage you. Whatever you need, I am here for you. If you don't want to talk on air, you are welcome to message me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, on my email, shadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. I'm going to start with a few prayer requests that were sent in to me via Facebook today. Bonnie Nieper says, Shade Champagne, Washington, please pray that the doctors find out what is wrong with me with all of these tests that they are going to start running on me this week. Miss you much, my friend. Father God, I thank you so much for Bonnie. I thank you that whatever it is that has been happening in her body, whatever she's struggling with, thank you that you are the God who heals, that nothing is impossible for you. I thank you that you are just bringing healing and restoration to Bonnie's health, to her very being, and that you're also giving the doctors wisdom on how to care for her and how to help her during this time. And I just thank you that you are giving Bonnie peace, that you are comforting her and reminding her that you are always for her. Next, we have Forbes Martin. He says, Shade Champaign, Washington, please pray for me that I do the will of God every day as I work my way up the ladder of success, that I do what he has instructed me to do and to set a good example. Well, first off, Forbes, I want to thank you for your amazing, beautiful, and sincere heart and just for you having this passion to want to please God. I want to encourage you and remind you and anyone who's listening that God's will is what he has already placed within your heart. What do you truly desire within your heart? You know, and if you may say, well, Shadi, I don't know what I desire, ask God to show you what are things that you desire in your life and where would you like to go and what are some of the dreams and passions that you have. And God will show you. God loves to dream with you. God loves to give you new ideas. God loves for you to be satisfied in the fact that God is satisfied in you. We don't have to work so hard every day to make sure that God is pleased with us in that. You know, that we are not making a mistake. That's a lot of pressure. And I don't know about you all, but I don't have it in me to keep that up. But know that God is pleased with you. And God sees your heart. And God sees your passion and your dedication. And God is faithful. God will always take care of you. And God will always continue to open your eyes and your heart. And so, God, I thank you so much for Forbes. And I just speak hope and life into his being. I thank you that you are helping him to see that you are so satisfied in him, that you are so pleased about who he is, and that you are so glad to call him your son. All right, and then this, I will say this is kind of anonymous slash what I want to pray on my heart for people. With this being the holiday season and just people dealing with a lot of things, I want to pray for people who are struggling in their romantic relationships. I also want to pray for people who feel that they can't, who feel insecure about being alone, so they'll just settle. And people that are in relationships knowing that they're not even ready to be in a relationship. God, I thank you so much that you are the one who satisfies and fulfills us, that you have made us whole, and we were whole long before we ever met anyone, that no one can ever satisfy us and complete us and make us feel beautiful and love, but that is what you desire to do for us, and that anyone who comes into our life, into a romantic relationship, into a marriage, you know, even a friendship, a business partnership, that they are to complement who we already are and to help bring out our strengths and vice versa. You know, what we were able to do in their lives. I thank you that anyone who feels down during this time of year, whether it be from past relationships or what they're dealing with in their current relationship or dreaming of a relationship. Thank you for just reminding them of how whole they are in you and how much you desire them and how much you love them, and that they allow you to, that you will literally just set their heart and soul on fire, and for, to know that they are just so loved and that they are so valued by you and so worth it and worthy to you, that you will show us that the greatest love that you've always had for us will supersede any type of love we ever think we could receive from a person. And then in that place, when we're able to bring someone else into our life or we come into that person's life, that love is even greater because it comes from a whole secure and full place. And I thank you that people who are in relationships that they are not supposed to be in, that are bringing, that are detrimental to their lives and their health and their inner being, thank you for just literally helping them to break away on both ends and just bringing peace, and that giving it a smooth, clean break and giving them a fresh start in Jesus' name. Another segment that we feature every episode is called Celebration Break. This is where I share testimonials and stories from my life and ones you share with me of good news. I think it's important to celebrate every victory along the way, even the little ones. So some of the cool things that are coming up with me is I have some really exciting upcoming shows that I am going to be producing, directing, and that I have created and that I'm writing, and I just can't believe it. Like, I can, but I can't, you know, because these are things I've been dreaming about for a while, and I've gotten that itch to be back creating and executive producing and directing larger events like I was a few years ago. And for a long time, ever since 2009. And I have some exciting speaking engagements coming up and events, and God just continuing to open those wonderful doors and my projects that I can't wait to share with you guys soon that I'm going to be releasing. Also, I just got back from vacation, and I had actually been dreaming of that, and that's one of the things that's on my 2017 dream post was to be able to have more paid vacations and fun trips. And God is doing just that. He's opening the doors for me to be able to travel more and go to different cities and different places and just being able to enjoy doing what I love. And so that's been super cool, you know, and I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful that I was able to, you know, go on that vacation. So anyone who has been wanting to travel, you have any type of dream or something that you've been desiring, know that it's not too hard for God and nothing is impossible. And we have people who are listening in. If you are in need of prayer tonight, if you're in need of encouragement, if you've been feeling down and out, you've been feeling discouraged and just, I want to pray for you and encourage you. If you're already listening into the show, just press 1 so I can see you in the studio, and then we can chat live on air, and I can pray for you, and I can encourage you, and whatever it is that you need, I want to support you. If you don't want to call, if you don't want to talk to me live on air, you can just send me a message via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, or email me right now, and that way I can see you in my inbox, and I will be sure to pray for you live on air. And if you want it to stay anonymous, I will make sure it's anonymous, and I won't say that it's you or whom I'm talking to. So, yeah, I just want to encourage you guys in that. God is always up to great things. You know, it's like, and I've been seeing that in my own life, and there's some other testimonials I think I'll be sharing with you guys soon, but I just want to wait until they are fully in motion. But I want to encourage somebody today who is listening that God is up to great things, that don't think that all you see right now all you see right now in front of you, that all you have in your hands is all that you have. No, God has so much more in store for you, and God is working out things in your favor. God, even while we're sleeping at night, God is continuously at work, bringing things together, setting things in motion, and not only to satisfy and help us and to save us, but to save and satisfy and help everyone else too. He brings all the pieces of the puzzle together that it really impacts everyone's life, and it's not just one or two people, you know, that are being affected. But you'd be like, man, because I walked into that store, because I did this, or because this person came in my life, or because of whatever opportunity I did, it helped this and this person, and it all connects together. And so it creates a beautiful domino effect. And so I would love for you guys to continue sharing with me your stories, your testimonials, and the great things that are happening.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 22 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, right here on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to my music producers, The Quakes, for helping me to create and produce our theme song and for singing background vocals. The music from my radio drop is actually by one of my favorite artists in the entire world, India Ari, and I took the instrumental from her song, He Heals Me. Thank you to my castmates, Veronica Esquivel-Winters and Dawn Warner. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows. Our final song of the night is Jeffrey Golden with All Things Get Better. No matter what you are facing today, no matter what emotional struggles or challenges you are dealing with, all things get better. This too shall pass. That is one of the greatest truths and lessons that I wish I had known as a little girl and that I had meditated and reflected on, because oftentimes, and even as an adult, because oftentimes we will feel in our situation that this is it for us, that we are just so overwhelmed and overcome with grief, sorrow, whatever emotion you may be experiencing today, that you can't even see a way out. But I want to encourage you and remind you today that all things get better. I also have amazing news for anyone who struggles during this holiday season, and holidays have been a tough time for me as well because it reminds me a lot of the sadness and the troubles from my childhood and my family hardships. I am bringing back my second annual Abundant Joy Conference right here on Grindhard Radio, Wednesday, December 6th through Friday, December 8th. It's going to be 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time every single night. My speakers include my castmates, Dawn Warner, Dave Seidel, and Veronica Esquivel-Winters, along with all my other favorite speakers, Greg Henry, Francois Dutoit, Bertie Britz, Denise Henry, Rick and Melissa Wood, and Lisa Lewalt. It is going to be phenomenal. We are talking about everything from testimonials in our lives of how we have overcome challenging moments, from God's love to fear, anxiety, depression, relationships, a healthy relationship with food, everything you can imagine. We are here for you, and I'm excited for you all to be a part of our second annual Abundant Joy Conference right here on Grindhard Radio. So mark your calendars for Wednesday, December 6th through Friday, December 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time each night. Three-night conference, totally free. You just call into the show or you listen the same way you're listening now, and it will be available to listen back later on after the live airing and to download as well. Next week is our Building a Healthy Relationship with Food episode. Food is such a huge part of our lives. It affects our entire being, so we must look at food from a place of grace and freedom. I am passionate about this topic because I haven't always had a healthy relationship with food. Food is meant to be enjoyed and nutritious. We'll have a new story time segment, Who Said That segment, and Veronica and I will have a new woman-to-woman segment, and Veronica's going to be bringing a bonus segment as well. I'll be sharing more words of life, taking your prayer requests, and another celebration break. Plus, we'll be giving away more prizes and gifts. Thanks for listening to the Season 2, Episode 22 of my new show, Spirit and Soul, with Sade Champagne, and I'll see you next Monday, December 4th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Grindhard Radio.
All things get better. they keep reminding me how I don't believe.
Peace to know you're here.